Good morning. This is Brendan Tony Kruko. We welcome you to the Prayer Call for Israel. And we're having a beautiful day here in Omaha, Arkansas. The sun is shining. And we're sitting here looking out over the land. So here's Brenda.
Shalom, shalom. Have you guys been watching Mom and the Believer's Voice of Victory Victory Thon? Praise God. I was going to say telethon. Victory Thon. She told me, she said, I will try to get on this morning. She's been getting into the hotel around midnight, but the last couple nights. But I told her, just have your rest, Mom. Just sleep in. she was in Minneapolis, this last weekend. And so anyway, she's going. My daughter, who's, Hannah, she said, Mom, it's hard to keep up with Mimi because she's with her traveling. And I said, I know. The Holy Lord, the Holy Ghost gives her energy and strength. But today I was just thinking about what to share on the Israel call. And I looked up, the latest, and there's a lot going on. Seems like there's a lot of confusion. But something that that for sure we need to be thinking of is what's coming up, and it's Yom Kippur. And in fact, all of these days that we're in right now are for the Jews are days of prayer and repentance. And then on Yom Kippur, which begins the evening of September 27th, which is Sunday, and goes on till that following evening, the next day, September 28th, when it's in the evening, and they fast that whole time, and it's called. And like they said, it's their day of atonement and it's repentance and the prayer and fasting, giving of charity, and it's the holiest days. In the Old Testament, I did not know this part about it. I knew it was the time where the high priest, when they had the tabernacle and the temple, would go into the holiest of all, the Holy of Holies, once a year. But I didn't know that it was the first one they had was when Israel, when Mount Sinai, golden calf. Moses went up and got the Ten Commandments, and he came down and they had the golden calf and he broke them. And then he went back up and he got new ones. But it said they repented, and that was the first, all cried and repented all day. Had a change of heart, not just repent, but change of heart, and that's key. And that was the first Yom Kippur. So, Mom, she teaches about the feast and the Moeds, and she sees that this Yom Kippur will be. Hold on, I'm going to ask Tony something. Tony, can you bring my phone, please? I've got something on there I wanted to look at. Anyway, this Yom Kippur, she sees a fulfillment in Zechariah 12 and 13. And she sees that, she doesn't know for sure, but she could see that they're going to have a national repentance like they're doing right now. And it's concerning Jerusalem. I woke up this morning, actually, it'll be the time when the Antichrist forces comes against Jerusalem, and that is around that time after the tribulation, and they see it says in Zechariah 12, verse 8. Well, I'll start with verse 7. The Lord will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall not become greater than that of Judah. And that day the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The one who was feeble among them in that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. It shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. And then it goes on about how the families will all mourn separately. And in that day, and then verse 13, or chapter 13, verse 1, in that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanliness. So Mom believes that fountain will, of course, is the Lord, and they will recognize their Messiah, which is the Lord Jesus, and there will be a fountain of a national cleansing. I see now what they're doing. It's like heart preparation for that day. And it's also very important. I don't know if you guys are aware, September 26th, they're having a national day of prayer walk with Franklin Graham. And then Jonathan Kahn, who didn't know that Franklin Graham had was doing this, the Lord told him to do it. So anyway, it's special, and it seems like right now, in my spirit, it's just like we're walking really soft steps right now, right, in the Lord. So we're so thankful. When I woke up this morning, it seems like the Lord's been kind of giving me songs, like songs that are natural, like like From the Sound of Music or something like that, you know. But I woke up singing this song. When we go to Israel, you know, of course, you know, Jerusalem is plural, and you've heard Mom talk about that. We're from the heavenly Jerusalem. We're of the Spirit. Of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there's the earthly Jerusalem, which is a physical location. And, of course, when you sing about it, you're really singing about both of them. But I woke up with this song, and I won't go all in it, but I'll just sing the chorus. And when we go to Israel, we sing these. We have a CD. We're used to. I don't know if they still do this. And the bus driver would sell these CDs, and this song was on it. But the words are beautiful. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, forever young, forever old. My heart will sing your songs of glory, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, O city with a heart of gold. My heart will sing your songs of glory, Jerusalem. The water well for those who thirsted, the ancient market square, your golden sun that lights the future for all men everywhere. How many songs, how many stories the stony hill recalls. Around her heart, my city carries a lonely ancient wall. A far way beyond the desert, a thousand suns will glow. We shall be going to the Jordan by way of Jericho. My simple voice cannot acclaim thee, too weak the words I choose. Jerusalem, if I forget thee, may my right hand its cunning lose. And that's how the physical, natural Jews feel about the physical Jews. It's very, very holy to them, and it is who they are, and it's who they are in the future with the fourth millennium, with the millennial temple, where the Lord Jesus Christ rules as their Messiah. So now we get to pray for them, and we're just going to do that. We're going to pray right now. Father, we just come before you. Holy, 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 Odobasaka. Each one of us has been chosen for this time to pray for Israel, to pray for your nation, your covenant nation of Israel, and your covenant city of Jerusalem. And we just come before you, Father. We ask for utterance. We don't know exactly what to pray, but we know the Holy Spirit, who knows the mind of the Father and the heart of the Father, does. And we just thank you for the Spirit within us. And we thank you, Lord, that you are guiding and directing us. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Arabiri di ondondo ro corra bacaya da shei la raso, garadi da da dei condande la radia conto. Ondongo rondisci brasi caratai a catito roto, ai a ta caradele riande cadata. O rabashi kandasi, o rabaki shandaki, o rabaki shandaki ane, o rama, 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 rama. Ah, they abanti, ezikura mishika, inene, ananiaka. Ondon shtambrati, adon shtambrati ama, oto, ato, ato, ato ramasi, ato ramasiki. Di briste brindeki di anguro dusta, ikiri disteri bondaria candanderi ogo. We just speak peace to them. No confusion in amanderi bangaanderi ondora bakaya da diste le brinsi bogonda biki. Lord, over the leaders, halamande, korabonda, karadista, barakaye, karadista, kundodora mahaya di kiri di onduro no sharabaga radile rianda di kiri rioto, koramasai. Koro masaya, koro masaya na ki aradaya radora radide di aya radide di anda aya di ada aya di ogora di ala yanda aya di odora di ala gaya di ate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ki koro masiaki. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God, glory to God. Father, anything of the enemy to thwart your plan. Right now, against the leadership of Israel, we hold the blood of Jesus over that. We take our seat far above principalities, far above powers, hallelujah, of the world system. In the name of Jesus, we say, no, you don't, devil. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't, in the name of Jesus. No, you don't. No, you don't. You take your hands off of Prime Minister Netanyahu. You take your hands off Benny Gantz, in the name of Jesus. No, no, no. No, 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 confusion, no confusion, no confusion in the name of Jesus. Halami, elami, halami, 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 and a man de gate and a bonga, the banda de kiri, the yonder, the yonder, the akayiri, the ate. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We seek freedom in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabashe, Arabashe, 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 Anamaye, Inamashe, Anamoshe, Anamoshe, Anamansiriki, Arabonda Riki, Orani, Karanai, Aradi, Larian, Darian, Dorokur, Mahayaraki. In the name, in the name, in the name. When you get in the spirit with the Lord, you know, it says He's made unto us priests and kings. And sometimes, in when we connect from our spirit, we're connecting to that new Jerusalem. It says we are born from the heavenly Jerusalem. He told Nicodemus that. He had to make us born from that to house His spirit inside of us. Otherwise, we could not house the Spirit of God in our hearts. Anyway, we're there and in that place in the spirit. He will use you sometimes as a king. That's what He was using me right there. By the Spirit, and our, the authority prayers. And of course we have authority there because we have Landon McDowell, and so do you guys. Amen. So, we have a place there. Do you see that before the throne? And the Lord it was like we were taking our seat over situations there in the name of Jesus. So that's why the prayer went more that way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. When I think of Jerusalem, I think of the Lord Jesus. And I see the connector between the heavenly Jerusalem and the earthly Jerusalem as the Lord Jesus. He is their Messiah. And so he will come in the millennial reign and he will rule there. And of course, he is our love. He is our Savior. And I see that he is the one that is Jerusalem. So my heart, Jerusalem, my heart is really, really, really there a lot because of our Savior who lives in our heart by the Spirit. And because he loves Jerusalem, because he loves Israel, we do. And he, by the Spirit, the Spirit takes us to those places in the heart of the Lord, of the Father and the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father. It says that we are hidden in Christ, in God. Oh, we thank you. Oh, Ramashik, oh, Ramashani. Ondo shidibishi turu shondosu baki. O shondosa bakayine, brondosa bakay, kanasiko rotosa dakanda yedidikia teleate. O kora mashaya naya, ondo rosoto, romoso, romosho, romosho rameshiaki. In a May, 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 in a key, in a May, in a key, in a May. Oh, Rabashi, 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 Apo, Apo, Ramiki, Apo, Ramaki, Apo, Ramaki, Ati. Oh, Pranti, Kisti, Oh, Raban, Kristi, Otoso bashiki, atosa bakishi, Otoso brene, Miki, Ane, Ondanzi, Kiato, Kodo sobranti karaniste, adakai ratiale, akalata kalaliale anaya kayati. Oh, we thank you, Father, we thank you, Father, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, ramasene kiati akara makaya, otoso, totoso, tosoto, sotoso, tosoto komasi, kotoso tukomasi ani, kototoso konati amiaki, oh rameshi, oh ramashi yateki ane, ataya nadaya, ataya nagriti, ukuroshi prasakaya niki, adotoso do kroto do vranji karamaya kai, odoramai, adoramaki ane. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We are so ramprashiane. Auramasi ki mashamoshta boku. Ishimisha brantiki samakaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father, that you protect Israel. You protect those things that are going on right now. You protect the peace talks. You protect that which only what you've ordained, Father. We hold what only you have spoken, your will over Israel, your will over Jerusalem, your will over the Judea and Samaria, your will, Lord. Father, we thank you for the strong stand that our president takes against the Iran. Even though the nations just, kind of laugh at him, except Israel, of course. We just pray for him right now, our President Trump, against his taking that stand against Iran. Ezikura mashika radandi di ki on da danda da ganda di tela di andanda di logoro di anani ane ed e tia sofata karabereche poku ezebreche di poku shamakaya neo. We thank you for good counselors that are around our president that know the Bible, that know Ezekiel 38:39 in the name of Jesus. Ezikura mashika da dia. Ezikruto brasika radese bakaya de kereneko, ezibrusta branganda ande di kontrio nosta. They do know, Father, they do know. They do know, and they have spoken to him. And he does walk by his heart. He sees that, Father. He sees it. We thank you, Father, for the blessing, the blessing, the blessing in the name of Jesus. For a blessing over America and those countries that do honor Israel. We thank you for the blessing. And those that are not in countries that honor Israel, they have the blessing in their homes. They have the blessings in their families. They have the blessings in their every part of them, because the blessing of praying for Israel and the blessing of praying for Jerusalem is that all the nations will be blessed. And we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for that first covenant of promise that we have provided. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the blessing upon this ministry, Lord. How it does, Father, it does honor you. It honors your country. It honors your nation of Israel. And we thank you for the blessing, that we are blessed in the city and we're blessed in the country. We're blessed in the city, out in the assembly coming up. And we're blessed, Father, in the country at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks and all the entities that represent a Glory Church, Billy Brown Ministries, Champions for Christ, all the blessings, Father. Blessings. McDowell, Bell, and the Galilee, of course. Thank you. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Mother, and we all have such an expectancy for this autumn assembly. And how the Lord has supernaturally provided a place for us all to unite together. And anyway, it's wonderful for this time and this place. And we're so thankful. We're thankful for you. We thank you for your supply. We thank you for how faithful you are to pray and to be here and hear what is going on. And that's really not my part. I look at it, but Mom can see things, you know, it's that prophetic part in her. When she looks at the news, she can see things, you know, more, you know, in perspective. So we come together and we pray and we thank you. Thank you for joining us. And I know it might be a little early, but we see what time is it. We have 5 more minutes. So we'll just kind of be quiet before the Lord in our spirits and just kind of see how he's going. And of course, you know, you guys are muted. You can pray. However, I'm going to be quiet a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord, there's 2 goats on Yom Kippur when they had the tabernacle. And there was one, they would take a lottery and they would pick which goat was the scapegoat. And that goat, with the high priest, would, through the high priest, by the Lord, the Lord Jesus, that goat was a representative of the Lord Jesus. And that goat had a name, Azazel. And they're not quite exactly for sure what that means. They know, you know, some say it means to go away. Some say it means strong, Aziah, and El is God. But they're not for sure, 100%, they don't agree. But for sure, we know who that is, right? The Lord Jesus, he was the scapegoat. And then the other one was an offering before the Lord, the Father. So when their temple went away, they didn't do that anymore. So praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. One day they will recognize you. Hold on, Mom. They'll recognize who you, that name of that scapegoat. Right now, they only name me, know him as Mashiach or Aziel. But they will recognize the name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 We have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things, don't we, the Lord? His plans are so wonderful. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You know, your language is a communicator with the Lord. And there's things in your heart that you just don't know how to impart. And the Spirit knows how to impart them so beautifully. Before the throne. Agaranea dora makiena nania te akaya naniste. Ondo soro bikini di kora mashika nane. Kondo dora nene karadea la radia la taya kaya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Ora dia da da dia konda isha to krosu to koya di di. Oso kora de shida vrosi brishti. Ododosta brista brusta brangaya, osora maishika, osora makaya niale, abrakaya niki. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We speak blessings, Father, in agreement for all of those ones on the phone call and their families. We speak blessings to them, Lord, today, in this week, in this time of prayer. I just kind of wonder, you know, the Lord leads you, of course. But Saturday is going to be, like I, you know, I said, the 26th, the prayer march with Franklin Graham. And anyway, it's going to start at noon, which would be 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. So whatever time zone you are, if you want to join in prayer, I sense that's a good date, a good time to pray for our nation. Just sense a corporate anointing. It's so sweet. And so anyway, yeah, your churches. And I think Jonathan Kahn, actually, Franklin Graham, he said, we're just marching. We're not having speakers. It's a prayer march. They're starting at the Lincoln Memorial. And they have several stops that they're going to go to and pray. But the whole time they're going to pray on the mall, the Washington Mall. Jonathan Kahn, I think, is more a little bit. They're going to, you know, have it where you can watch it. I think they'll probably have he'll say a few words. Praise God. But he did say that it's 40 days before the presidential election. And then it's, the anniversary was actually September 16th, but it's the anniversary of the 400th year that the Pilgrims came to America, or took sail. They came in November, but they left in Holland in this time, 1620. So we just thank you, Father. We thank you. These are significant things in the thing of God. We know that the Pilgrims brought the covenant to America. They brought the covenant. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. So we thank you, Father. We're standing on that covenant in our prayers for this land. In Jesus' name. So anyway, you guys, shalom, shalom. You have a glorious day. Bye-bye.